I am Phil Nee with sports. The Riverdale varsity baseball team raised their record to 3-0 in the SWAL with an exciting 5-4 win over Cuba City yesterday afternoon. The game originally scheduled for Tuesday was moved to Wednesday. The Chieftains got a strong pitching performance from Eli Campbell, who would go six innings, giving him just three hits to pick up the win. Ethan Cagle would come on in the seventh inning to nail down the win. Offensively, Bevan Dennis, Ethan Cagle, and Wyatt Schramm would each collect two hits, while Henry Drone added a big run-scoring double. The Chieftains are 5-1 on the season and have another big conference game coming up tonight at home against a very good Iowa Grant team. That game will start at 4:30 at Pickering Park. Also just in from Riverdale, the Riverdale softball team will have a home game this evening. Southwestern's Diamond not fit to play, so the softball girls from Southwestern will come to Riverdale tonight. That game is slated for 5 o'clock, it appears, and they will play the game at Southwestern coming up in May, the second time around in the conference schedule. For Ithaca tonight, they are slated to play the baseball game at Lafarge, Ithaca Weston at Lafarge in softball, and at Weston tonight, it's Ithaca Weston JV softball against Viroqua scheduled there, and Weston will be on the road at Waseca Steuben for the Ridge and Valley baseball game. For River Valley today, they have a conference game in baseball at Legion Park in Platteville, and the River Valley softball girls are at Bluffview Elementary School in Prairie du Chien for softball today. And for the Richland Center Hornets, soccer action tonight at Dodgeville High School versus Dodgeville Mineral Point. Kickoff time, 5 o'clock. Also, conference golf action scheduled for this afternoon at Prairie du Chien Country Club. And the Richland Center baseball team scheduled to host Prairie du Chien this afternoon. That is our scheduled game this afternoon. We'll keep you posted on ground conditions and any other changes or anything of that nature. Ryan Lemke, coach of the Hornets, talked to us recently about his team leaders.
You talk about the team captained by, you know, Brady Dosh, Isaac Gaub, Deacon Heiss, those guys that are just so athletic and can get it done both offensively and defensively and on the bump. It's fantastic to have those guys also get some fun surprises over the off season and some guys that have put in a ton of work over the off season and showed.
Coach Ryan Lemke, his team scheduled for a Prairie du Chien conference game today and a non-conference game tomorrow at home against Boscobel. Merchants Bowling League last night. Caston Tools had a 2890 series. RV Cold Storage, 2808. Goplet Insurance, 2777. The game honors went to Bubbling Springs Photography with a 996, Caston Tools a 987, and Gerner Farms a 985. Top series, Jacob Layton led the league with a 714, Isaac Davison, 679, Ken Nix Jr., a 646. Jacob Layton had the top game, 268, while Andy Keller rolled a 267, and Richard Gilbert with a 253 in Merchants Bowling League action. A pair of batted balls that didn't travel 50 feet started a game-winning rally for the Brewers on Wednesday night. When the bottom of the eighth inning was finished, Milwaukee had a pair of runs that would snap a six-game losing streak, and Toronto was on the losing end of a 2-1 score. Then Abner Uribe came on and slammed the door on the Blue Jays, a welcome change from recent bullpen failures. Manager Pat Murphy talked of the win.
I mean, I don't know that we're out of the funk we're all in. It feels nice to win a ball game and have the guys regain some belief. And, they won the game during the game.
And Murphy talked about his team's defense.
You know, Ortiz was great on defense and Hamilton was great on defense. There's little things that happen in a game. Lockridge, two great plays on defense, one incredible play. You know, we just battled.
The Brewers try to take the series this afternoon behind rookie Brandon Sprout, and that game will begin at 12:40 Milwaukee time, pregame time 5 minutes after 12 on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. Other games yesterday, it was Arizona over Baltimore, 8-5, St. Louis 5-3 over Cleveland, Houston beat Colorado 3-1, San Diego 7, and Seattle 6. In the American League, Boston 9, Minnesota 5, Detroit 2-1 over Kansas City. The Yankees 5, Angels 4, Tampa Bay 8, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics beat Texas 6-5. Also in the National League, Pittsburgh 2-0 over Washington, Cincinnati 8, San Francisco 3, the Cubs 11-2 over Philadelphia, Atlanta beat Miami 6-3, and the Dodgers 8-2 over the Mets. From the NBA playoffs, Philadelphia 109, Orlando 97, Golden State 1 against the LA Clippers 126-121. Marquette will take on the NCAA national champion Michigan in a non-conference basketball game this fall. The Golden Eagles will go on the road to Ann Arbor on November 11th. Both universities made the announcement Wednesday. It's a home-and-home series with the Wolverines coming to the Fiserv Forum the following season. The Packers do have the assets to make a trade for standout defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence of the New York Giants. Green Bay is one of the names being shared as a possible destination. 24/7 Sports acknowledges that most of this year's draft capital was spent in the acquisition of Micah Parsons, but the Packers will have four compensatory selections in 2027. Pairing Lawrence with free agent arrival Javon Hargrave would give the Packers one of its best defensive fronts ever. Legendary Wisconsin athletic director Barry Alvarez says he learned about the departure of Chris McIntosh at the same time the public did. Alvarez says he's not disappointed by the move and is sure the athletic department will just move forward. The iconic Badgers leader made his comments during an appearance of ESPN Wisconsin's Wild and Tausch show. Alvarez says the open position will be a tremendous opportunity for someone, adding that there should be a number of great candidates. With a look at sports, I am Phil Nee.